بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا بني آدم خذوا زينتكم عند كل مسجد وادعوه مخلصين له الدين كما بدأكم تعودون. صدق الله، صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this blessed month, with all the other blessings that He has given us, He has showered upon us. You know, the amazing thing about this month is that there is no new ayah of Quran or new hadith that we have learned that brings us every single night to the masjid. 11 months of the year, we know what our situation is. We see the masajid, 20 people, 30 people, 40 people in the masjid. But mashallah, in the month of Ramadan, masajid are full, at least until 8. But that's a clear sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this month has a very special blessing, a special rahmah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He descends in this month. That's why every single night, you know, we come out from our houses, regardless of what time Salatul Isha is and how late it gets, we still, alhamdulillah, come to the masjid, listen to Quran and Kareem, perform our salah, and throughout the day we know we fast, we do our different ibadah, everyone has, we all have our own schedule. So the other months in the year, that's not the same case. The other months of the year, we're doing whatever we want to. But subhanAllah, everyone starts coming to the masjid as soon as the month of Ramadan comes. And subhanAllah, as soon as the month is over, we know what happens. In this particular month, one of the greatest blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept is getting our du'as accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And du'a is something that we all need. Many times when we make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask this question, why is it that Allah doesn't listen to our du'a? Why is it that when we supplicate to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't listen to our du'a? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions in the hadith that du'a is such that it is never rejected. If the du'a is not accepted in dunya, Allah will accept it in the akhirah. Umar radiallahu anhu, when he heard this, he said to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Prophet of Allah, I wish all of my du'as will be accepted in the akhirah. I don't want any of my du'as to be accepted in dunya. But knowing our situation, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ هَلُوعًا. Insan, he is created to be hasty. He wants things right away, to be done on the spot. So we want our du'as to be accepted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our situation better than us. He knows that if we ask for this right now, maybe it's not for us at this time. Or what we are asking, maybe it's not good for us. عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ. Once Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the hadith is mentioned in Ibn Khuzaymah and his musnad. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, you gave me such a blessing that you have never given anyone this blessing before. What is that blessing? Well, Allah, you gave me the ability of speaking to you directly. Is there anyone who has a better blessing or a better ni'mah or a gift from you than this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he replied to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, that Musa, I'm going to send a group of people after you. Their situation is going to be such that because of their fasting, their lips would be dry, their tongues would be dry, their eyes would be sunken in, their stomachs would be taken inside because of hunger, and they will only do this because of me, for no other reason, to obtain my pleasure and to get reward from me. Musa, when I spoke to you, between me and you, there were 70,000 curtains. When I spoke to you, when these people, subhanAllah, when these people in that state, at the time of iftar and before they break their fast, when they supplicate to me, I remove all of those curtains, and when they supplicate, I accept the dua.
SubhanAllah.
Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, being a prophet of Allah, when he spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those 70,000 curtains were there. But for us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he removes those curtains when we break our fast. We complain to Allah. Sometimes we complain that the fasts are so long. It is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has given us the opportunity of fasting in these days. It is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we complain, Salat al-Tarawih is so long. It's a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we listen to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why he keeps on calling us again and again every single night. If it wasn't for the blessing of Allah, Allah won't call us anymore. If it wasn't for the blessing of Allah, Allah won't bring us to his house. Allah won't give us the ability of listening to his words. That is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we supplicate to Allah, supplicate with this in mind that Allah will answer my call. If not now, Allah will answer it later. If not after a few months or a year, if the dua doesn't get accepted here, the dua will never be rejected, it will be answered in the hereafter. That's why, forget the dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, When a believer takes the name of Allah, just takes the name of Allah, and he says Allah, or says Alhamdulillah, or Subhanallah, or says Allahu Akbar, even if he is not even thinking about it, you know, so many times we just say Subhanallah, but we're not paying attention to the meaning. Or Alhamdulillah may just came out. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, no matter how much a person is not thinking about what he's saying, that word Allah will not leave this person without leaving an effect on this person, and Allah will reward that person on the day of Qiyamah for that one Allah that he has said. We might feel that we said it, we said the word Allah, or we said Subhanallah, we felt we got nothing out of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, you took my name, how is it possible that I won't reward you on the day of Qiyamah for this? So when we supplicate to Allah and we raise our hands and we cry, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, he mentions in the hadith is in Sahih al-Bukhari, that tear that falls from a believer's eye, that tear that falls from a believer's eye, out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that one tear is sufficient to remove all of the fire of Jahannam. That one tear. So in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our ibadah, it's worth a lot. Our tears are worth a lot. Our salah is worth a lot. The question is, how much do we worth and how much do we value our ibadah? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability of really valuing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attach us to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability of tasting the sweetness of iman. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallahumma wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.